dealing with life, people, relationships, society, interacting with 7 billion people out there can be quite overwhelming and can just really push you into a place of, I don't know how to deal with people. Like, people can be really intense and kind of make you go crazy. So, what to do? How to deal with people? There's so many of them, and they're beautiful, and they're awful, and they're amazing, and they're crazy, and they've got all sorts of different sides to them, and they're complex, and they're sweet and simple. They're everything. And how not to judge them, and how to be free from the mind's judgments of yourself with them and yourself. And I mean, there's just so much that happens when we're with people. And it's beautiful, because without people, we don't have any reflections. They actually provide for us a mirror for us to look inside of ourselves and to see what parts of ourselves are getting triggered and showing up inside of them. And so people are wonderful mirrors, reflections that we need to dive deeper into our spiritual path, to get to know ourselves, to unravel ourselves and the mystery and all the knots that we say, I'm not this, I'm not that, I'm not, we get all knotted up, you know, with all these knots. So people are great for helping you find your knots, where you're not enough and too much this way. So just take them for in a place of gratitude, okay, for one. Let's start with gratitude, just thanking people for the reflection, that they're teachers. And the ones who trigger you the most are your biggest teachers. And so you got to walk that fine edge of, like, not getting too wrapped up in it, too much emotionally caught in the drama when you meet a really strong teacher, because they'll push every button you've got on the deepest level and make you forget on some level that they are a teacher. So you got to keep that in mind, that all beings are teachers. Every single one of them is your teacher, and sent from, call it God, heaven, source, higher self, sent to help you wake up. Okay? And imagine everybody's enlightened except for you. You're the only one that's not enlightened. Everybody else is enlightened, and so start listening to them from that perspective, and you'll start to hear things a little bit differently. I think you'll start to listen a little bit more carefully once you realize that they are teaching you all something very deep and very important. So it's huge, huge as far as the enlightenment process is, you know, how to relate to people in a way that just brings you into your core, into your heart, to your soul, and helps you to feel more alive, helps you to enjoy life more. Life is just juicier when you've got people in your life, people that you're close to, intimate with. And, you know, it's good to find some good distance, you know, spend a third of your time alone, a third of your time with one intimate person, and a third of your time with a group of two or more. Divvy it up if you can throughout the week in that arrangement so that you've got a good balance, you know, as far as your own social exploration. And you'll find that the more balance you can create in your life, the happier you'll be. Simply put that way. Okay? So one other thing that I want to speak about here with people is that I call it maybe like the golden secret. Okay? Is actually watching your positive and negative mind filter. Okay? So you've got this mind that tends to wear sometimes rose-colored glasses, and you're seeing things in just a beautiful way, and bright, and wonderful, and then everybody seems happy, even if they're in a bad mood. It's like, yeah, you know, you create this positive energy around them in some way, just because your own mind filter is seeing things in a beautiful light. And then you got the negative mind filter that's just like, everybody is out to get you, or, you know, they're here to you know, do wrong to you, or you know, whatever. There's just a negative viewpoint of people and of yourself, okay? So take into consideration what your filter is in each moment. Like, really be aware, is your mind filtering life in a positive way, or is it, you know, is it perceiving life in a negative way? Where's your filter at? You know, how are you filtering life? Are you just allowing the negative? Are you just allowing the positive? Are you allowing them to mix and to release and just to be accepting life completely as it is, and it's both positive and negative qualities? You know, just be really aware of what your mind filter is, and if it's positive or negative, and where is it at. And you'll see that relationships get a lot easier when you're aware of this, because you don't take things so personally when you know that you're in a negative state of mind. You're like, yeah, that's just my mind. They're not really trying to attack me with those words. They're just really being direct right now, and I'm being defensive. And so, yeah, we can protect ourselves a lot, you know, when we're in a negative state. We, you know, there's a place inside of us that is really small and powerless and helpless, like a little baby, a little child, you know. We're all born from this big, right? And so we have this powerless, helpless, little vulnerable side, you know. And it wants to be protected. It needs protection. And so, yeah, we can definitely protect ourselves in so many varieties of ways. And it's beautiful and it's awful. It's everything. It's just, you know, don't get attached to one side of it, you know, thinking that you got to protect yourself from that person all the time, because, you know, they're just, again, they're teachers. And if you're, you know, always defending yourself from someone, then you're not really receiving them and what the gift is that they're here to give you. And maybe the gift is just to wake you up to your defense strategy that you've got going on. So, yeah, we've got these filters and these games that get played out in the mind. And they're just, you know, you don't have to take them personally. You know, you can just be with people in a way where you can watch, you know, the mind playing its game out and saying, okay, well, that's, you know, what's happening in my thoughts, and I'm just going to just clear it. Just, you know, just let it go, wipe it clean, and just so I can be open and vulnerable and willing to explore what's really going on for this person. You know, that's the best way to create intimacy, which allows you to see deeper into yourself, believe it or not. The more vulnerable you can be with somebody, the more you can actually peer into your own soul, which is quite exquisite. And it's kind of challenging in some way to do that if you have no real close reflections. You know, if you don't let anybody close to you, there's no real way to see those deeper parts of you that are still wounded. And you may just be really professional at covering them up, and most of us have incredible strategies to, you know, to find ways of loving ourselves, you know, covering up that love with a sort of a band-aid and not really relaxing with it. You know, it's kind of a false sense of love. It's like a protection strategy. So yeah, it's not really loving ourselves. You know, we really love ourselves and we just accept the wound as it is inside of us, and we relax into it. We welcome it, and we, you know, give it a big warm hug, and the wound expresses itself, the wound releases itself, and things shift. Okay, so people help us to get in touch with these wounds. They help us to find out if we're in a negative filter or positive filter. You know, they're reflections. They are necessary, really, for our awakening. It's, you know, you really wouldn't know that you're enlightened or having a spiritual experience even if you were alone on an island for your whole life and you didn't have anyone to talk to or relate to. You wouldn't know anything. You wouldn't know that you would just be one with everything, but you wouldn't know that that was an amazing experience. You would just be like, you know, sort of like the moss growing on a tree. And you wouldn't know anything was special about it. But when you have other people to compare to and reflect and give you different paradigms and perspectives, it's like you can start to kind of arrange an understanding of what's going on inside of you. And it allows you to break free from paradigms that, you know, have been there for lifetimes maybe, and just needing to be healed. So yeah, lots of healing, lots of enlightening processes happen through relationships, through interacting, through being intimate, through being vulnerable, through just revealing yourself with someone and exposing the parts of you that you don't really want to expose. You don't want to talk about this. You know? What can't you talk about with your family and friends? You know, what is that? That's probably the one thing that you most need to talk about, to just let it go, so that it's not hanging on you, you know, like dragging some sort of weight on your ankle or something, you know? You just want to let things go. And family, they're the best as far as just your enlightenment gauge barometer to see how complete you are with yourself, how loving you are with yourself, how completely surrendered and relaxed you are inside yourself with all your different parts. Because your family, they're going to find just naturally the triggers inside of you, you know. And you know, if you think you're enlightened, hang out with your family for a month, you know, and see if there's anything that shows up where you sort of, you know, get thrown off into a spin cycle. So yeah, there's so much going on with people, so enjoy them, have fun with them. That's the goal, you know. See that they are an aspect of you that, you know, that as if, you know, this person, that person, that person, they're all connected. They're all part of you. They're an extension of you. The spirit, the soul, the cosmic consciousness that you are, they're an extension of that. The real you, the essential you, consciousness is inside of them. Focus on the consciousness in people. Don't get caught up in their personality, you know, like that's easy to just get lost in people's issues and personalities, but see if you can focus on that pure state of consciousness that is underneath, you know, and look in their eyes and see that sparkle in there and you say, aha, I see the consciousness in there. And you'll see that there's a sense of finding the consciousness within yourself, okay? Because whatever you see and you focus on is what you become. And whatever you focus on grows, so you become even more and more conscious. The more you focus on the consciousness